SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In a social media post, President Trump said there is great progress being made in talks with Iran on ending the military operations. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
Despite all of the public posturing you hear from the regime and false reporting, talks are continuing and going well. What is said publicly is, of course, much different than what's being communicated to us privately.
President Trump has also said that if a deal is not reached shortly, and if the Strait of Hormuz is not immediately reopened, the U.S. would broaden its offensive by, in his words, completely obliterating power plants, oil wells, Karg Island, and possibly even desalination plants. We get more on the threats from correspondent John Gambrill.
All this comes as Iran maintains its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which about 20% of the world's oil and natural gas passes in peacetime. Now, though, only a few ships a day are going through, and those must have Iran's permission.
The people who toiled night and day to put astronauts on the moon during Apollo say they're thrilled that NASA is finally going back to the moon. John Tribe was a propulsion engineer on the Apollo mission. He says Artemis II is just as exciting.
Apollo program was, we're going to go to the moon, we're going to land, and we're going to bring men back safely. And, you know, we'll bring a few rocks back with us, but that was basically the Apollo program. Artemis, of course, has a whole different agenda. You know, it's... It's to establish an outpost on the moon.
Most of those who took part in the Apollo project are now in their 80s and 90s. The TSA says most of its officers have now received most of their back pay for working during the shutdown. Weary travelers hope the overdue paychecks will end the hours-long waits at security check lines. This is SRN News. A Methodist agency is now endorsing sex change operations for children.
Bishop Julius Trimble is head of the United Methodist Church's General Board of Church and Society. In an article, he condemns states that are passing bans on sex change operations on kids, saying, quote, "As United Methodists, we are called to stand with transgender people, rejecting laws that allow politicians to dictate their health care decisions." Trimble is urging UMC members to support Democratic legislation to overturn the sex change bans. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Georgia judge has granted a bond of just $1 for a murder charge faced by a woman accused by police of taking pills to induce an illegal abortion. Superior Court Judge Stephen Blackerby said that during a bond hearing for Alexia Moore, quote, "That is going to be a hard charge to convict upon." Local police took the 31-year-old Moore into custody March 4th using an arrest warrant with language that echoes a Georgia law. This is SRN News. This year's men's NCAA basketball tournament is down to its last four participants.
The Final Four is set. Illinois will face UConn, and Michigan will take on Arizona next Saturday. The Arizona-Michigan game is a matchup of top seeds. UConn, after a 19-point comeback for a 73-72 win over Duke, is seeded second and will play number 3 seed Illinois. The Huskies beat Duke with a 3-pointer from the logo with 0.4 seconds left by Braylon Mullins, who grew up just outside of Indianapolis. Arizona is the early favorite to take the title game next Monday in Indianapolis, according to BetMGM Sportsbook, followed closely by Michigan. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Signs of hope for ending the war with Iran are few and far between, but there's just enough optimism today that oil prices have cooled a bit and stock prices are at least mixed. The Dow is up by 117 points, the NASDAQ down 165. More at SRNNews.com.